The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola, you've been a real pain in the neck this week. Well done. Big questions for both OUTsurance and Woolies. I'm not sure if we're going to get to both. Maybe we can hold one over for next week. But let's deal with the OUTsurance question. And I think they got a bit agitated with you over some questions that you were asking them about their approach to customers.
Yeah, well, I thought they did. And when I said, I went back to them for a little bit of clarification. I said, well, clearly this was a tiresome question, because she started off saying, well, we've discussed this before. And she said, no, not tiresome at all. She was very gracious. But okay. So Neil Jacobs, an OUTsurance client, was called on this Monday afternoon, by an OUTsurance call center agent with quite an offer, and not a new one. In summary, he said in an email to me, he wanted me to share my contacts list with him so that for every person who takes out insurance with them, OUTsurance, my premium would reduce by 400 Rand. Is this practice allowed, he said. What is protecting my details in someone else's contact list who would provide OUTsurance with this access? Well, I mean, he's already a client, but the point is a good one. So I asked OUTsurance, how is this POPIA compliant? I don't feel personally that I have the right to give my consent for somebody in my contacts list, let alone all of them, to be cold called by an insurer with a hard sell, or anyone with a hard sell for that matter. I don't feel that is my consent to give in the context of POPIA and certain provisions of the CPA as well. Speaking of the CPA, it has a section called referral selling, which says a person must not promote, offer, supply, agree to supply, or induce a consumer to accept any goods or services on the representation that the consumer will receive a rebate, commission, or other benefit if the customer subsequently does give up the names of customers, basically the scenario we're talking about here.
Right.
I also asked, so what are the terms and conditions of this deal? Is it a 400 Rand reduced premium indefinitely? And what if the person signs up and then cancels? Do you then reverse it? How does that work? I was intrigued. So I got a response from OUTsurance's Chief Client Relations Officer, Natasha Kualesa. She says, as I said, we've discussed this in the past. We contact our clients to understand if there's anyone they believe would benefit from an OUTsurance quote. Okay. There is a discount of 400 Rand applied to the next premium for a successful referral. So that's one premium. I said, so is there a limit to the number of times this can be supplied? What if 10 people in somebody's contact list decide to switch to OUTsurance as a result? Is it 400 Rand, for 10 consecutive months, or how does it work? Well, obviously, they said if a client's premium is more than 400 Rand a month, then yes, it will be applied to 1 month. The premium for that month will be reduced by 400 Rand. If the premium is less than 400 Rand, the balance will be carried over to the following months. And if 10 clients move over, then that will be 4,000 Rand applied to the premium. This can be used all in 1 month, or difficult in some cases, or spread over months dependent on the customer's monthly premium value. Oh, okay. Now, this is the important bit. Prior to POPIA becoming effective, we obtained legal advice from a prominent law firm. We've advised that our process is POPIA compliant, and they do internal assessments. Generally, POPIA requires personal information to be obtained from the data subject directly, but the Act does, in Section 12, allow for the collection of personal information from a source other than the lead, provided that the collection from that other source does not prejudice the legitimate interest of the lead. Alternatively, the collection from that other source. What does it actually mean? I know. Exactly. Provided the collection from...
Let's dial this back to the real world. I'm Bruce, and I get a call, and I phone OUTsurance because I would like some insurance. And I phone them up and say hello, and I sign up with them. And they say, do you know anybody? He said, I know my friend Wendy. We was talking the other day about she's crossed with her insurance company. I'm sure she would like insurance. Why don't you phone Wendy? And I give them your phone number. That is a very different proposition, because that's me sort of thinking of you, and yes, I'll get 400 bucks off my next month's premium. The idea of handing over my entire contact list, however, is shambolically awful as a concept. And I cannot believe that it's
abhorrent, actually. Exactly. So they're saying it's okay if the person whose names you've handed over, if they aren't prejudiced.
What does that mean?
But I still think, well, how does that actually tie in with privacy? Because if I don't fancy anyone handing my number out for somebody to call me because they're getting a discount, that doesn't sit very well with me at all. And apparently the CPA doesn't apply because the Financial Sector Regulation Act states that CPA doesn't apply to financial sector law, which I remember this back in the day when the CPA was still a bill, the Consumer Protection Bill. The finance and services industry screamed blue murder and wanted to be carved out, and there was a lot of debate, and obviously they got their way. But apparently, says Artsurance, even if CPA did apply, this doesn't apply because this is an existing client who they're approaching for details. So it just sounded like a lot of semantics to me. And she ended by saying, the vast majority of our customers and potential customers are happy and appreciate our processes that has resulted in material savings on insurance premiums, which helps keep them protected, ensures they are financially... But you and I and a lot of other people, including who was it who wrote to me, Neil, feel really uncomfortable about this because, you know,
I think I would cancel my policy immediately if my insurer asked me to do that. I would tell them to go away.
Yeah, doesn't sit well. No. And I think sometimes companies don't quite get how these things land with a lot of people. You can find a way to make it legal, but the Popular Act and various other provisions I don't believe this is in the spirit of that. If I haven't given Neil permission, because I happen to be in this context, I happen to be on the same parents group as him or something at the school, and he didn't ask my permission, and suddenly I get a cold call from someone trying to sell me insurance, I'm not going to like Neil a whole lot.
Me. I'm going to be unkind to the poor person who's been asked to phone me because they shouldn't be phoning me. The one that I haven't had for a while because I am on an opt-out list that tends to work mostly very well is the cold calling that happens automatically.
Robocalls.
And they don't identify themselves, the scoundrels. So, and there's no one to shout at, which I find most distressing because you can't be going, leave me alone.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. I had one the other day and I'm a bit cross because as soon as I heard that revolting robotic voice, I entered the call. But that has been outlawed by the Protection of Personal Information Act. So those shouldn't be happening anymore. And I should have actually listened to see which company it was and then raise hell.
Next time they do. I keep them on for as long as possible. I know it costs them nothing, but it's just it's my passive aggressive fight back. It's my own little war. Wendy Donna, save Woolies for next week. I wanted to get to the nuts and bolts of the insurance case. Thank you, Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja, asking difficult questions, and as she should. She should. That's her job. For companies, when Wendy phones, respond immediately. It just makes life so much more pleasant because she doesn't give up. She does not give up. She is like a consumer journalist with a bone. That's what she is. She doesn't let go, not for a moment. Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja on a Wednesday night.